So, Martin, looking ahead to the championship for 2020, up and running at the weekend in Mayo, and as always, there's a keen Donegal interest.
Absolutely. Donna Kelly, he's the third seed, and of course Donna won the Triton Championship back in 2015, but that was on board his Ford Focus. But for Mayo, or should I say for the Castlebar event, he's driving his VW Polo R5 that he actually drove to victory down in Cork and last October.
And Donna, of course, is going to have a busy 14 days, or 7 days rather, because the following weekend they're going to be in Cork as well, West Cork.
Absolutely, yeah. That's another, I suppose, some of the drivers like himself and Josh Moffat will be using the event both as, you know, obviously in the Triton Showers Championship, but also Shakedown for the West Cork Rally. And that entry, which was announced yesterday, is an absolutely cracking entry. It's probably the best entry that I've seen in both, you know, Ireland and England in the last few years. There's something like 25 plus R5 cars, but you know, this weekend in Mayo, for the start of the championship, you have a blend of World cars and R5 cars. And there's been a great debate, as you know, down through the years, particularly in the Donegal International Rally, with some guys using World cars and more using R5. So it'll be interesting to see how that will pan out on the 9 stages on Sunday.
Yeah, the 9 stages back in Castlebar for the first time after, what, 11 or 12 years, is it? Are the stages going to suit the R5, or is it going to be more leaning towards the WRC stuff, Martin?
Well, interestingly enough, a few weeks ago I spoke to Josh Moffat when he was contesting the Abbey Leaks Rally, an event that he won. And while he's listed to drive his Fiesta World car in Mayo on the entry list, he is in fact taking his Hyundai because he said he needs to get more miles in it. So I actually posed him that question. You know, he's up against the World car of Roy White, who won the series as well. And he said, look, it depends on the stages. If they're tight and technical, then the R5 will be the car to have. But if they're fast, then you have the outright speed of the World car. So I suppose at the stages, from what I can gather, is a mix and match, so it'll be up to the drivers.
Yeah, a couple other Donegal men involved as well, Martin.
Yes, if we look down the list, the Trevor Buster from Donegal Town, he's one of the top entries in Group N, and that's always a good contest to have. But further down the list, we have Willem McFadden in an Escort G3 from Remelton, Daniel Conan, of course, of Milford in an Escort, and Sean Doherty from Creaslock, also in an Escort, and then Paul Carn from Rathmullen in a Toyota Corolla. So plenty of Donegal interest, but I suppose everybody will be watching Donna Kelly just to see how he will get on in Mayo. Donna is a very, very busy man. He doesn't commit to the championships at the start, but if he gets a good run, who knows? And I'm sure everybody in the Triton series would love to see him go on and go on to the next round. And of course, we finish in Donegal in October.
Yeah, Donegal back on the calendar for this year. It is, of course, rotated with the Burr stages. Is that right? Is that correct, Martin?
Yeah.
On a yearly basis towards the end of the year. So, but it's Donegal's turn anyway in 2020.
It is, and that adds an extra dimension to it because the national series rotates every year, 8 different rounds or 7 different rounds, and they go to different locations. Like, as you say, in Donegal, it moves around the county, and I think that's great for the rally drivers because it gives them a different location, a different terrain each year. And it's the same in Mayo. Last year it was on Achill Island, it was previously down in Claremorris, and now it's going back to Castlebar after 11 years.
Just back to the entry list, as always, we like to see the Mark IIs and the two-wheel drive category, and some like to call them the entertainers. One standout name amongst them all is David Bogie of Scotland.
Absolutely, he's coming over. Last year he came over to a few of the rounds in a Skoda Fabia, but he's bringing his Escort, and that is, I suppose, that is the spectacle for a lot of people. They like to see the sideways style of the Escorts coming out of the corners, but you know, you lose time doing that, and he won't want to do a lot of that because he has two very good drivers to deal with. We have Damien Toner from Armagh and Cavan's Gary Kiernan, and you know, they're class drivers, so that in itself, the two-wheel drive, will be an absolutely cracking contest as well.
Okay, it's the start of a championship, and if we were talking Gaelic football or talking soccer or even cricket to that extent here in Highland, Martin, we always ask the man that we talked to at the start of the campaign for his predictions for the year ahead. So then, 2020, who's your tip for the championship? I know there's eight difficult rounds to come, and anything can happen. I'm going to throw you on the spot here, Martin. Who do you think is going to be the championship winner this year?
Thanks for that, Oisin. I suppose on form and the fact that he's been out at two rallies already, you really have to look at Josh. But then you have, you know, that's in the Hyundai. You also have Donna in the Polo, and that's proving to be a very, very good car in Irish rallying. But, you know, a lot will depend. Whoever comes out of Mayo, I think I would favour them for the championship. But a dark horse in Mayo could be Paddy Hirson in his Ford Fiesta. He's a driver that hasn't enjoyed a lot of luck because of reliability, and it's amazing to see that he won the championship way back in 1992 in an Opel Ascona, and he's still at the very cutting edge. You know, it shows the kind of talented driver he is, probably the most talented driver in the country that never got a decent run in rallying. But I suppose back to your question, you're probably plumb for Josh Moffat.
Okay, Martin Walsh, media coordinator of the Tritonshire's National Rally Championship. The best of luck with the series ahead. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Oisin.